This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. So happy to be with you this evening. We've got a lot of cool stuff happening in this show. There's a lot of new music to share with you. A little later on in the show, Jennifer Clark is going to be in the house. She's got a photo exhibit opening this weekend. We're going to tell you all about that, how you can check that out. It's First Fridays, actually. But before we get to that, we are very, very happy to have Dan Raritan back on the show. He's got a new EP that's being released this weekend. It's called One Word Too Much. You've got two opportunities to see him live in downtown Dayton. We'll tell you about that and find out what Dan's been up to. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Dan Raritan here in the studio. And we do have a very special group of studio audience members in the house this evening. Everybody say hi.
Hi!
Lots of YSO supporters in the studio with us this evening. We are going to hand things over to Dan Raritan right now for some live music. Thank you, Dan.
This is called Lost My Heart to You.
I will be a slave for you. Open up a vein for you. Won't you tell secret made me insane. Won't you tell me now what I can lose? Hold me close to sugar so I can choose.
This next song is called Only Son. My dad's only son, I'm only son, but this is a song for mothers.
Oh, my mama, I'm okay. I can see you. Don't be down, don't be afraid. looks like spent flowers, awake and unafraid. See the sweet love in my mother's face, gifts can't be erased. It's the only son, the only son. Shines on everyone, shines on everyone. Morning, it's a window and you don't know how the best in you went bad. Talk to me like you talk to her. Hold me and don't be sad. Ooh, he really loves you. Ooh, he really loves you. It's the only son, the only son. Shines on everyone, shines on everyone. It's the only son, the only son. Shines on everyone, shines on everyone. It's the only, it's the only son. It's the only, it's the only son. It's the only son, the only son.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Live audience. Hey. Thank you.
Dan Raritan, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISL. We'll be back to chat with Dan about his new EP and tell you how you can check him out this weekend. Two chances to see him live. We'll also hear some more live music coming up. Right now, let's hear one from the EP. This one's called Fire From Me, Fire From You, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISL.
To you.
New music from Dan Meriden. That's called Fire From Me, Fire From You. I'm getting ahead of myself here. The EP that you can find that on is called One Word Too Much. It's a brand new release. Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet. It's good to be here.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Very excited about the release of this EP. How long have these songs been stirring around in the ether waiting to be recorded?
Well, they all kind of popped up pretty quick. They're all recent songs. I haven't played in 8 months. I injured myself snowboarding, and I had a hard time walking and doing much of anything. And I was just taking a break from music, you know, not playing out live. And I went fishing. I went camping up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And so I really wasn't doing music. And then these songs just started, you know, knocking on my door. So.
Do you find that being when you're away from music for those 8 months, were you missing it a lot, or was it kind of a nice little vacation that you could come back from feeling really renewed?
Well, it felt good to be away and do some other things, you know, work on my house and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm pretty much always involved with music or writing or making art or something of that nature. I'm never away from it for too long, so it's not like I completely turned my back on it, but I wasn't playing out live, and I just really wasn't thinking about recording. And then I had these songs and recorded them really quickly and put it out.
You said these songs, you know, kind of came knocking at your door when you started working on these. Were they coming out pretty fully formed? I know it was a quick process. Were they in hints and melodies, or were they kind of coming at you full force?
No, they were pretty full formed for the most part. I mean, there's always revision and stuff, but they came out pretty whole. And just recording them was the difficult part, really, just getting all the parts right and the structure. It's more structure. I think that's really important.
What was your recording process like for this one?
For this one, well, I recorded everything myself again and, you know, used my 2006 MacBook and Reason 6 or something, you know, just really simple recording software. And I wasn't real precious about the recording process. I didn't put up baffles for the vocals. I did drums right there in the same room, so it was pretty rough, but just rough and tumble recording technique.
Do you like doing that when you do it all yourself? Do you feel like it gives you a little more freedom to, you know, figure out what the songs want to do on the record, as opposed to kind of being locked into studio time and having to budget that out and all of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, studio is always strange. I don't know if I should say this, but I've never had a good experience in a proper studio. You know, it's usually the rooms are too dead and you have time constraints. And, you know, I like to record really late at night or even first thing in the morning. It just, you know, whenever you have a piece of time to record, you can just go in there and do it. So that's great.
Now, are all the parts on the album, are you playing all the parts?
Yeah, I'm playing all the parts on the album.
Nice.
The whole thing.
Nice.
Every note is from me.
All of it from these hands. Do you feel like that is challenging as a musician? Like, and not necessarily in a bad way, but a good challenge to say, I'm going to do this all of it myself, you know, because I've always known you as a guitar player, but I mean, the drums sound fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. It's a challenge, and it's just, I don't know, it feels like a part of songwriting to me that, you know, it's that you get all the parts and you know, it's just like orchestration, really.
Now, this weekend, people will have the chance to see you two times live. Very, very, very cool shows. On Friday night, you're going to be at South Park Tavern with Junkyard Dojo. And then on Saturday, you'll be at Oregon Express with Nasty Bingo and Sam at 11. Are these kind of your first big shows out since you took the break? Or have you played a little bit since then?
I've played a little bit. I played secretly.
at South Park for the last few weeks. And that's been really great. I went in there pretty much at the end of the night and played for a long time, you know, like an hour or so. So that was really nice. I don't usually get to play for over an hour. So that was great. And
do you feel like is that aspect of it? Do you is it like riding a bike where you can get back up in front of people after that break and just be in it? Or do you feel like you do have to sort of work your way back up to, you know, that mindset of, you know, being on a stage in front of a crowd and, you know, on a bill with other bands and things like that?
Yeah, no, you have to build up to it, I think. It's pretty difficult. And just singing is really difficult, you know, to keep your voice in shape and stuff. And so, yeah, it's pretty physical. You have to be ready for it and, you know.
That is the one thing that I will say that is easy to forget if you're not a musician is the physicality of all of it, you know, that you,
right.
You do have to have, you know, certain muscles have to be in shape to be able to sustain a set, you know, a longer set.
Right, right. And the bars, you know, they're often really super noisy and the monitors aren't that great and stuff like that. So it can be really hard to sing.
Yeah, you got to be able to project to the back.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I ride my bike all over town all the time. And I did a workshop at Stivers. And, you know, they were like, how do you stay inspired? What do you do? And I was telling them, you know, I ride my bike all the time all over town. And that really lets you slow down and look at things closely, you know, and just watch people and just see what's going on in the city, you know. So that's great. I like doing that.
That had to be really cool to get to do a workshop at Stivers.
Yeah, that was super fun. And that was, you know, we just had an audience in here and the temperature in the room went up really quickly. And at Stivers, it was the same thing. It was a small classroom. There was about 20, 25 kids in there and they were all like super close to me and I had to turn my head to sing. And so it was nice and, you know, it was quiet and the kids are great.
I was going to say, that's got to be a really neat experience to be, you know, with potentially the next generation of local musicians.
Yeah, yeah. They were really, they're just really, it's cool to see kids really interested in music and wanting to play and wanting to write. You know, they also are writing short stories and poems and stuff. So that's really great.
So what's next for you? You've got the EP ready to unleash upon the world. You're going to be focusing on live stuff for a while, or are you looking to?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing live and trying to book shows right now outside of town, Columbus and Cincinnati. I'd like to get down south to North Carolina and Florida and stuff. I've played down there a few times. Worked on a DJ mix last night. I have a lot of electronic projects that have been on the back burner for a while now.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, I did electronic music probably 10, 15 years ago. And it's only, you know, recently that I started singing and playing guitar again. So
do you find that now going back to the electronic music, I mean, that had to be a shift to go from electronic to singer-songwriter / rock and roll. Do you find that shifting, you know, going back to the electronic and exploring that again, does that take a certain mind shift as an artist? Or do you find that, you know, some songs are coming out as, you know, Dan singer-songwriter and some songs are coming out as Dan electronic musician and they kind of find their own way?
Yeah, I don't know. They're all kind of specialized projects, I guess, and there's some overlap, but not a whole lot. And just electronic music, it's like, you know, doing instrumental music more. I mean, there might be vocals sometimes, but not often. And it's just more about texture and sound and mood. And, you know, there's just certain things you can do with electronic music that, you know, you can't do with just with a song, you know, singer-songwriter kind of song.
Certainly a lot more layers that can be added to electronic music.
Yeah, layers and texture and beats, you know, there's a lot more leeway with the kind of beats you can use and stuff. Although I guess a lot of pop music is borrowing from electronic music now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if people want to get their hands on the EP, where can they do that?
The EP is at danrardin.bandcamp.com.
Cool. Dan Rardin.
I have the hardest time remembering that.
I know, those Bandcamp addresses sometimes. I'm like, just go to Bandcamp and search for it.
All right.
And I assume you'll have some copies with you at the shows this weekend?
Yeah, at the show I'm going to have a limited amount of CDs, but I will have some. And, you know, so come by and, you know, get a CD. I'll sign it, whatever you want. we'll have T-shirts there, too. And should be a good time.
Excellent, excellent. You can see Dan live and get your hand on one of those limited CD copies of the new EP. It's called One Word Too Much, and Dan is playing at South Park Tavern on Friday night with Junkyard Dojo, and on Saturday night he's playing at the Oregon Express with Nasty Bingo and Sam at 11. Can we hear some more live ones?
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
All right. This is called Would You Like To. This is from the last record.
I love this one.
Give It Up.
Would you like to touch the ground? See the place where I fell down? Do you want to fool around? Bury me where I can't be found? Trace the corners of a smile, hold a ring, go on trial. Spill a Guinness down my pants, squeeze me like I got a chance. Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna have a drink with me? Tomorrow, yesterday, hold me now, it's not too late. Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna have a drink with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance with me? Do you wanna do a dance?
Thank you.
Dan Rardin, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing moving forward, where should they connect with you online?
They can connect at www.danrardin.com, and you can usually find everything you need to know right there.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Can we hear one more live one?
Sure.
Awesome.
It's called Anna, Just One Smile.
Won't you talk on my bed? Won't you walk with me like a man down the pier? Let's talk. about the beautiful things. Let's talk until our hearts melt, sweet thing. Oh, Anna, just one smile. Oh, Anna, just one smile. Hey, yeah. Well, it's cold, getting colder. But when I'm next to you, I feel like I might grow older. Say, let me touch your wrist. Let me make you feel like the only one in the world. Oh, Anna, just one smile. Oh, Anna, just one smile. Hey, yeah. Is it good to laugh as a ship sinks? Take me under, oh, Anna, so I can't think. Where's my soul? Where's my home? Where's my home? Where's my home? Where's my home? Won't you take my hand? Walk across this sand. Walk into these salty seas. Set us free. Won't you lie down for the phosphorescence before this white moon takes us away, takes us away? Oh, Anna, just one smile. Oh, Anna, just one smile.
Dan Raritan live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. He's got a new EP out. It's called One Word Too Much. You can get it from him this weekend. He's playing at South Park Tavern Friday night with Junkyard Dojo. Cool new project from a lot of cool folks. You should check it out. We've got some links up to them on the Facebook page. He's also playing Saturday night at the Oregon Express with our good friends Nasty Bingo and Sam at 11. Check it out. It's going to be a great time. And if you can't go to, if you can't come out to the shows or you are out of the area, you can get the EP online. It's danraridan.bandcamp.com. That's Dan, RARIDAN.bandcamp.com. Links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Dan, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you, Juliet. I appreciate all you do and all the great music you play. And WYSO is just a treasure for the community. And I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I'm so glad that you're back.
Thank you.
Check out Dan Raritan this weekend, Friday night at South Park Tavern with Junkyard Dojo, Saturday at Oregon Express with Nasty Bingo and Sam at 11. All the details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's a new one from Ockerville River's Silver Gymnasium album. It's called It Was My Season.
Tell me a reason to break things off, stop the bleeding when it's my season. Mine was just raving, your eyes they went hard, our parents were free.